first, the original, the initial, where it all began, the original, the beginning. I think I already said original, but I'll say it again. The original first episode of the Average Gods podcast. It's a podcast that really came about from an interest in interviewing people, from an interest, really a selfish interest to get to know people more. But in that ways, it was also a very outgoing interest. It was an interest to get people talking, to get people to think about themselves more, and to get other people to think about how other people think about themselves more. I'm your host, Robert Kaler. It is a little after midnight here on February 14th, 2017. I wanted to do the first episode just as an introduction to what's going to be coming in the first place here. It is largely going to be an interview podcast. It will have some odd sort of twists along the way. I'm sort of winging it in a very fun sense, but even as I sort of speak right now, there's a feeling of I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm not really sure what's going on. Really, the idea of having an interview is to get to know someone and to discover the person. And at least for me, this will be a good way to discover who I'm at. It's the background of this podcast is largely based upon self-discovery of me, of someone who is going through sort of a self-discovery process right now between reading self-help books and just realizing what do I want to do, what's the kind of person that I want to be, and what hobbies do I want to have going forward. I am 24 years old. I'm about to finish my MA in writing here in New Jersey. And part of it is figuring out what simply is going to stick with me for the next part of my life. I've had hobbies, I've had interests, I've had desires and failings and things like that. Here is something that, at least for me, I put off for a very long time. I did not think I'd ever get to this point. I have loved radio, and I've always really been interested in radio, and I've always been interested in talking and talking programs, and either if it comes down to informational programs that talk about like politics or sort of entertainment radio shows, any sort of talk show in that sense on the radio, just pure spoken word, I've always really been interested in. I've never been able to actually get something going. There was a point in my undergrad that I was offered to do a metal show on the college radio, and it just never came to fruition, largely because I just simply didn't have the balls to do it. And I'm in one ways very thankful that if you're hearing this right now, then obviously I had the balls to try it, right? I've had the balls to simply go out there and work on it and put myself out there, because even as you hear this now, there will be some measure of editing, right? Either listening back to this, listening to the call quality, listening to certain things and figuring out how to audio produce and any sort of basics audio production, right? And what's very interesting to me is that I'm interested in that goal. I'm interested in the difficulty that's going to come with that. And what I find really, really sort of fascinating is how we sort of get over our goals in some sense. Like I said, I've put this off for so long, and I think it's finally time for me to try this. And you know what? If I can tell a story, this is a show about interviews, and I might take this opportunity to try right now to give sort of a self-interview, because I don't know how many are going to be coming up soon. For the most part, just simply having this first episode is an achievement in and of itself. I've lived for a very long time with high ideals of perfectionism, high ideals of this is the way I need to be. I need to be a certain way when it comes to anything I do, and everything I do needs to, to a degree, be perfect. And it hasn't always been the easiest way to be. It hasn't always been the easiest mindset to have. It's, at least for me, and what I've noticed in the past year or two has led to, well, you know what? I've I can say that it's been a problem for my entire life, but it's led to a distinct fear of achievement and a distinct fear of trying an attempt. Sort of my body saying to myself, well, the pain of failure will never or always will outweigh this achievement of success. And that in and of itself is not a very, very good way to be. Knew that going, I've known that for years, but I don't know if I've ever faced it. I don't know if I've ever taken steps towards it. I think that's ultimately what happened when I was offered that radio show, like I told before. It was a small college radio station. All I had to do was put together an hour each week of a metal show. That hour, for the most part, could have been 40 minutes of music and 20 minutes of me introducing anecdotes, whatever, and I simply never did it. I simply never got to the point of where I'm at right now, where I'm talking into a microphone, recording this podcast. And it's just interesting that at least now I've taken steps, and I had sort of a moment not too long ago when I decided to do this, sort of actually concretize this idea. So I thought to myself, I have a microphone, I have audio recording software, and I simply have the time to record. Why not go for it? What's stopping me? In a very interesting way, it's some sort of achievement just because I just never thought I'd get to this point. I always thought, at least for me, in order to be able to do any sort of putting myself out there in sort of an audio format, that I would have to do it perfectly. I mentioned that before, but you have to imagine there's nothing like a pressure of putting on a headset or putting a microphone and going, everything I have to do has to be perfect. And if you would have told me, yeah, but you're going to edit and you can do all sort of things like that, even that wouldn't have been enough for me. I would have simply just said, well, it's going to be too much. It's going to be too much work. And what if I sound weird? What if I sound like crap? I'm awkward? What if I say something wrong? What if I screw up? Of course, I can go back and edit it, but well, part of it is just accepting what's going to happen here. At least for me, one of my biggest goals in the past couple of weeks is sort of focusing on what does my mind expect? What is exactly the quality that my mind wants things to be at? And I'm not saying that people should settle. In particular, I would say one of my problems was always settling, for safety or comfort or being too conservative. I would say it's resigning yourself. Resigning your isn't a good word either. I would say it's about accepting good enough. It's about accepting not bad. Because if we put perfect expectations out there, I don't necessarily think anybody will live up to them. I think maybe once in your life something might be perfect. And that could be something as big as your wedding, which, let's be honest, probably will never be perfect. But to something as simple as what did you expect from that ice cream cone you bought, right? Maybe if once in your life something is perfect, it might be that ice cream cone that you buy. But then that's it. What about everything else that could have been perfect? What about your first love? What about your going to school? What about your childhood? What about your marriage? Any relationship? What about your job? Anything like that is probably less than your ideal. To think that I'm talking into this right now is, in a very odd way, overcoming that detail of perfection, overcoming that expectation. I can t say that I will do absolutely my best and put in every effort I can to make sure that the podcast gets better, whether or not that's through content or structuring or organization, audio quality, audio production, the finished product, publishing, whatever it might be. I will absolutely take on the difficulty in the opportunity of this. However, I can definitely say that I'm not afraid to say that I'm not here to make a perfect podcast. I have no really background in audio production. I have a little bit as far as audio mixing and audio, I don't know what the word would be, but sort of putting together clips and putting them into a finished product, right? I've done interviews before. But with that being said, I don't really care if this is bad. I really don't. I've lived for so long thinking, well, if something's bad or if something's not good, or for what if I'm not good at something? Well, then you probably shouldn't do it because you might look like an idiot. This could be, and probably will be, the cringiest thing I ever do. When I listen back to this, I probably will hate the sound of my own voice. I'll think everything I've said is stupid. And I'll just largely psych myself out of any goodness that has come in here. Largely because, in my mind, I would be sitting in a studio with a Yeti microphone, and I would be talking to somebody who's in movies or something like that. Instead, I'm sitting here in a room talking into a microphone about how I'm talking into a microphone in an oddly meta way. But I can also feel a sense of satisfaction knowing that I would not be recording this if I would not be recording this if I knew I wasn't going to publish it. And if it sucks, then it sucks. And just let it suck. But this is the first episode, and you gotta start number one. You gotta go from here. I'm very interested in seeing where this whole process begins and where this whole process ends. I know where it begins, but how, what are the beginnings like? I'd like this to be a show where we bring on really, really cool people. And I'd like this to be a show where we bring on people who aren't necessarily cool in the public eye. These are people who are average. I like the idea of bringing on people that are working on something, are working on little things in their life, things that anybody could be working on. This is not the show for to bring on. This is not going to be a show where you see somebody bring on their, you know, their best-selling book, for example. This is going to be where the average person that I know or I've met or is simply available is working on something that other people can simply find interesting. Part of it will be exhibiting what they're doing. Part of it would also be figuring out why they're doing it. It's going to be, in some ways, both illuminatory, insightful, and yet at the same time, a great exhibition of something. Just as much as there's going to be philosophy, there'll be just as much showing and telling, right? More importantly, I'm hoping that if whoever listens, whoever cares, is simply just patient with what comes up. I don't necessarily know what the topics were going to be. I sat here thinking that, well, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about, right? Especially for the first episode. But I thought, well, I'll just do an introductory show, because every podcast I've ever listened to has an introductory show, where people just sort of tell you what the show is going to be about and stuff like that. I don't really know what the show is going to be about. I know it'll be interviews, but I think it's going to be, could be about anything. It could be about someone who's had a lifelong interest in a sports team, for example. Well, why? Where did it come from? Why do you think that happens? When, how do you live your life with this interest, right? To something as complex as, oh, by the way, did you know that I've always been into gymnastics and I've competed in national competitions? Well, really, come and tell us about that, right? It's going to be a simple podcast. I'm not looking to be anything than I'm not. I consider myself a simple person. I consider myself someone who's down to earth and grounded. And to think that my podcast would be something that's this overproduced, glad-handing, hyper-capitalistic, or maybe even ultra-materialistic, podcast. I don't know if any of that even made sense, right? I just don't want something that's going to be overly produced, right? Something that's going to be sort of so far from the authentic feel that I want that I won't even be able to recognize what I'm producing. For me, it's always about authenticity. It's always about genuineness. It's always about being honest. And that's not to say that there can't be some level of spontaneity available. I think it's just more that I want to make sure that this feels very authentic. And the more and more things you try to throw into the pot, the more and more I think you get away from that feel. Going forward, especially going into the second episode, I'll be bringing guests on and we'll go from there. I'm not exactly sure who's coming up next or what they're going to talk about. I can guarantee you that it will be insightful. It will be something that hopefully simply makes you look at the world differently. It should be in some ways part philosophic, part practical, part hobby, part philosophy. Did I say philosophy twice? I think I did. Anyway, it'll be somewhere in the middle there. But a good balance is everything. Trust me, as someone who's lived their lives for a long time, for the majority of their life in an imbalance, I'm looking forward to getting a balance, and I'm hoping this podcast plays a part of it. It's been 15 minutes. For an intro episode, I think that's good enough. Thank you all for listening to the first episode of the Average Gods podcast. I'll end it with just simply a quick anecdote about where average gods come from. One of my affirmations that I started doing recently was an affirmation that says, "You are a god." And it's an affirmation that I've always shunned because even though affirmations in and of themselves are kind of odd, right? You know, waking up and telling yourself there's something and just believing in it. I've liked the idea that calling yourself a god, not the god, right? And not to be at all, not to be at all pejorative to anybody who is a believer. It's more a very powerful affirmation. I don't know if there's any image or idea more powerful than a deity for those of us who do believe. And I'm in no way trying to be blasphemous or heretical. It's just when I know that I need to increase my self-confidence and increase my self-worth and ultimately believe that I'm a worthy, powerful, capable, and strong human being, there's no image better than saying a god. Not the god. I'm always quick to distinguish, but a god. An average god, then, is finding the extraordinary in all of us, finding the extraordinary in the average, finding extraordinary people that are simply caught in ordinary bodies, right? I do believe that all the guests that I hope to have on this show will one day be able to show their extraordinary ability and extraordinary talents and extraordinary personalities and characters to all the listeners. I thank you again for listening to the first episode, and I look forward to coming back and producing more episodes. I don't know what episode 2 is gonna have in store, but I thank you for listening again to the first episode of the Average Gods podcast. Until next time, have a good night.